The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, the scholar of this program is Sheikh Osama Al-Attar.
Arafah, it is said that it comes either from the word Arafah, which means to recognize. So a person recognizes his insignificance and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Arafah. Or it could come from i'tiraf, which means confession. So here is a place where a mu'min confesses of his sins, confesses of his shortcomings, and confesses of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attests to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glory of Allah. And this is in essence the content of the dua of Imam al-Hussein on the day of Arafah. This is a great dua, consists of great, great meanings. The Imam salamullah alayhi, according to the hadith, the riwayah, on the day of Arafah, he was in the desert of Arafah. Of course, this is not the year that he left Mecca and went towards Karbala. This was earlier. At the time of Dhuhr, after praying Salat al-Dhuhr and Asr, he came out of his tent along with his companions and his servants, and he stood next to a mountain in Arafah known as the Mountain of Mercy, Jabal al-Rahmah. It is makruh for us, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to go on the Mountain of Rahmah after sunrise on the day of Arafah. It's makruh. And therefore he did not go on the mountain. He stood by the mountain. It is called, it is said in the hadith, it is called the Mountain of Rahmah, Jabal al-Rahmah, because that's where Allah forgave Adam alayhi salam. That's where the Rahmah was bestowed, the mercy was bestowed upon Adam, and the Maghfirah was blessed upon Adam. He begins the dua by mentioning the ni'am, the blessings of Allah. Ya Allah, you created me from nothing, when I was nothing. And you saved me and you protected me in the womb of my mother. In the darkness of the womb of the mother, you took care of me, you fed me, you looked after me, you raised me until I was born. Then you blessed me with parents who looked after me, with a mother who fed me and nursed me and took care of me until I grew and I developed physically to become a person, to become of strength. And then what did I do with my strength? I disobeyed you, Ya Allah. I became a sinner, Ya Allah. I used your blessings, your na'am, to disobey you. So Ya Allah, have mercy on me. I am coming today to confess, as you will be reading throughout the dua. There will be areas and portions where the Imam is seeking Allah's rahmah. He will use the same dua as Prophet Yunus. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. And then he would say, La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu minal mustaghfirin. And I'm seeking forgiveness. Ya ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu minal musabbihin. I'm now seeking glorification, and so on and so forth. So this is the essence of the dua of Al-Imam Al-Hussein on the day of Arafah, a beautiful dua. It is said that he raised his hand like a beggar when he stood next to the mountain of Rahmah until the people were seeing through his arm. And he started crying and the people around him were also crying and weeping, and that's how he began the dua, salamullahi alayhi. So in that state of spirituality, state of submission, state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam taught us this dua. I was in Arafah, at the desert of Arafat, a few years ago. On the day of Arafah, after Salat al-Dhuhr, we saw a stranger walking into our tent. He sat down. We started reading Dua al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the day of Arafah. He was crying, maybe the most of us all. Until we finished the dua takes about an hour, give or take, hour 15 minutes, give or take. After finishing the dua, he got up and he was about to leave. Some of the mu'mineen approached him. They said, can we help you? Is there something that we can provide you with? Can be at your service? He said, no. So they inquired, what's your name? Where do you come from? And so on and so forth. He said, I am a Sunni, I am not a Shi'i. He said, a few years ago, I was in Hajj. And on the day of Arafah, we just sleep. We don't have much to do. Look at the difference. See the blessings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam that they have given us. He says, we were at a tent, and in the adjacent tent, I hear them reading a dua. What a beautiful dua. He said, as I was listening to it, I started crying from the content of that dua. He said, then I got up, I went out of my tent, I entered into their tent. I inquired about them, they said, we are Shia. I told them, what is this dua that you were reading? Beautiful, eloquent, amazing. I've never heard anything like this before. They told him, this is the dua of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam on the day of Arafah. He said, since then, every year I come to Hajj on the day of Arafah, I leave our tent and I start looking for a Shi'i tent, any Shi'i tent. I asked them, when do you guys recite this dua? They told me after Salat al-Dhuhr. So after Salat al-Dhuhr, I usually go out and start looking for a Shi'i tent so that I can read with them this beautiful dua. And he said, this year I saw you guys, so I came into your tent to read the dua with you. So you see the blessings that Ahlul Bayt have given us. These gems, these duas, they are like treasure. Treasure. The aqil, the wise, if you offer him millions of dollars in exchange for these duas, he won't accept. He'll say, no, I'll keep these duas. These are the true treasures. These are the true gems. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with these duas. So today, inshallah, we'll be reading this dua. As you read the dua, to the best of your ability, if you can read some of the translation, try to do so. But the most important is read from your heart, brothers and sisters. Read from your heart. Let the tears flow. As if the Imam, salamullah alayh, you're hearing him reading this dua. As if you're seeing him in the desert of Arafah. As if we are with him among that group that was with him when he was crying and reading this dua. So that inshallah Allah accepts these du'as from us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills our hajat, grant us his maghfirah, grant us his rahmah, grant us his barakah, and grant us the shafa'a of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. In this du'a, more than 6 or 7 times, Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam, he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, and do this for me. More than 6 or 7 times. That shows you the value of the salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. How important it is to incorporate the salawat in the du'as, as Imam al-Husayn done, more than 6 or 7 times in this du'a, so that he can have the dua answered. Because Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, says, if you want your dua to be accepted, start with the salawat and finish with the salawat.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.